Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebeling joins us on today's program to look back at the year 2020 for the district. Greg, 2020 was definitely an interesting year, and obviously in school world, we usually run, you know, from August to May in that kind of academic year. But 2020, the end of one of the most trying years, not only for us as a society, but especially education in particular. We started the year, obviously, with a lot of hopes about what could happen, but COVID-19 hit. School was essentially shut down in March and never came back until we were back in person again in August. As you think back to 2020 and some of the hurdles that especially education has had to clear, what are some of the things that you reflect on now as we head into a more hopeful year in 2021?
Well, Andrew, you know, the challenges are interesting because while it's been a difficult year in terms of having kids in school and face-to-face learning and all those things, it's also been a really good learning year for education, because I think education through this time has learned some things, and there's certain things that we are doing because of COVID that honestly are probably some things that we may even keep into the future. And examples of that are just how we've cleaned and sanitized our buildings. Some of that is good even under circumstances where you have flu seasons and those types of things. So it's made people step up and do things a little bit differently than maybe what we've done before. And so there can be good learning, you know, under stress. There can be good learning in hard times. And I think that's what I view it as, is truly learning opportunities to improve our system. Education coming out of COVID will not be the same as education going into it. We know many more things about virtual learning and virtual teaching. The idea is that maybe we could even have virtual snow days in the future where there's actually learning that can take place even on a snow day. Now kids would not love to hear that, and that's not our intent, to ruin snow days for students. But at the same time, there is educational things that can take place even when we're not in the brick and mortar building. Still, we believe that face-to-face is still the best. It's far superior learning to just only virtual, but there can be some virtual fill-in that still can be substantial learning for students. So I guess as I look at the hard parts of this year, I really look at it as more of a growth mindset in terms of what we can take away, what we can learn. And I believe that education, some of our teachers know several different things that they don't know or they didn't know before. So that is a super good thing, and I'm really excited about that.
Well, I thought one of the conversations I saw that you and the board had, what was really interesting, was right before the election when you had candidates and you had your elected officials here, and it seemed like this year, more than others in years past, there was more appreciation for what was going on here in the building and here in the school, especially, you know, so you talk about a lot of that learning, but I think we as a society learn the importance of having public schools and education. Would you echo that? And what are some of the things that you think our communities have learned about what functions our school has and the support that you guys need to run year to year?
You know, the appreciation for teachers and education and kind of what they do, I would say, was at an all-time high last spring when parents were trying to do quasi-teaching and having kids at home and having doing that for a 2.5 month span. There was certainly great appreciation as they got back into school, knowing the job that teachers have to do. And other staff for that matter that support teaching. And so it just felt like overwhelmingly the community has said to me in many different emails, face-to-face conversations, we are so glad that kids are back at school. That's where they want to be. That's where they need to be. And we've just continued to see that appreciation. It was certainly when they were at home with their kids full time, they understood sort of what that looked like at a microcosm of a classroom full of 25 students. So I think It has helped to honestly elevate some of the teaching profession, that people actually go, wow, this is a really important, critical thing for our whole system, our economy, all that stuff. And so I think in the end, people have a better realization for what teachers have to do, what they try to do, the challenges that can face be faced by a teacher. So that's been, you know, exciting to see. And honestly, you know, I'm super grateful how our staff has responded, how our staff has kind of taken this on. They have the attitude that they can do hard things and they can, you know, be successful even during hard times. And so sometimes I think, you know, hard times make people stronger. And I think that's the case that we saw here. And I think as our community, we've always had a very educationally supportive community. Pella is just that. We support education. We support students. But that feels like it's even on steroids more right now because of just how that's been expressed to me, you know, especially over about the last 5 or 6 months.
Hear more from Pella Community School District Superintendent Greg Ebeling on Thursday's Let's Talk Pella. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKBLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.